Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Emmanuel.
Yo, yo, yo.
I got Cam.
Let's do it.
We got a special guest in here, my good longtime friend from North Carolina. We got KT in the building. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine.
KT is a part of the story we told last week, and we will get to him shortly.
What story?
The poop throwing story. So
Let's make some noise for the poop throwing story. It takes a lot of courage to come out and talk about your poop
trouble. And he has on poop socks.
And he got on poop socks.
Poop emoji socks.
Hold on, you really have on poop
socks? I do have on poop socks.
Hold on, pull up the poop sock. This man, can we see that?
You can't really see it, but he got on poop. Okay, all right.
But this man got on poop socks.
Put your foot down.
For y'all that don't know, KT, when Rome introduced us, immediately became apparent that he is a living, breathing cartoon. KT is the most cartooniest and one of the most comedic people I know, just from real life. Not even trying to tell jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes he does.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's just his real life.
It's just real life. Like, this, yeah. But,
he can piss you off
every day.
I don't know.
But, this weekend I went to a comedy show, and the comedy show was great. Stand-up comedy show.
It was Wednesday
of last week. Wednesday or Thursday of last week. One of my friends was in a competition, so I went out there and just seen them. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is I'm at the age where my back and my butt can't do certain seats.
Yeah.
I switched seats twice because I sat down and immediately – my lower back was on fire after about 10 minutes. And I was like, I don't know if this is normal or not. I don't know.
They didn't have backs to the chairs?
They had backs to the chair, but it's something with the cushion part of the seat. And I was like, this is very uncomfortable. And I was like, am I going to have to start carrying around an ass cushion to accommodate certain places? I was like,
It was the chair for sure.
It was definitely the chair. Because then I found a little booth area. I was like, ma'am, you think I could go to that booth area over there? It looks like it got a little bit more cushion over there. Right. She's like, yeah. So I go sit down. I was like, okay, this is better. But even then, I kept tossing and turning. And I was like, damn, man, I'm at that age where my back doesn't, my back and ass need certain cushions in order to make it. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
This is you at 31, so imagine you at 51.
That's what I'm saying. Now I understand parents when they be like, I can't sit in these seats. I
would have thought it got better for you. I mean, with the lack of ass over the years.
No, listen. Remember, I'm getting thicker. That's why I'm worried because I'm getting thicker.
I thought it would be okay. You'd be better now.
I thought I was getting thicker. But like, because back in the day, I definitely couldn't.
Sitting on the ass and be like, oh man, my back always
I'm basically sitting on my back.
Right.
I was sitting on my back at that point. But now it's getting different. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, we reached the age where I gotta ask about different cushions. Like,
right. Let me ask you one serious question. Do you sit on your wallet? Because I actually heard that's an issue for people.
Now I've been doing men this with my – I've been carrying my cars and stuff in here.
I haven't had a back wallet maybe 4 years now.
Really?
And it's uncomfortable.
What do you have?
It's like a phone. Well, it don't fit my new phone, but it was a phone case with all this.
So yeah.
Well, the cards. You can put cash in there, though?
Yeah.
On the side.
I got a pocket wallet.
You got a pocket wallet?
Is that just a wallet?
Yeah, I'm about to say, aren't all wallets?
I think it's just a regular wallet. If I wore a regular wallet, I'd feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's been so long.
I tried to put mine in the other day, and I was like, oh, this don't. Because you're lopsided and shit.
Yeah,
like,
you're
leaning to one side.
And when you got a lot of money in there, it make your butt feel.
So your butt feel fine then?
You know, daddy wallets, they always extra thick because they got a bunch of stuff and they got business cards from other people.
Well, old school wallets are this thick.
My dad wallet
has
crazy.
To have scoliosis by this point. When he pulls out his wallet, I'm talking about the fattest fucking wallet.
Harry Potter novel.
And I'm not talking about a bunch of dollars in there. I'm talking about random stuff.
I'm talking about 10 years worth of cards.
10 years. I'm talking about, he said, I met this man in 1984.
Yeah. My daddy had a 50 cent piece in his wallet. I said, what you doing with this?
Let me tell you, though.
Like, he still got dollar quarters in his wallet.
They all
the most satisfying things ever when I did have a wallet was cleaning it out.
like just getting it organized, like organizing
putting it on
your wallet
on your desk.
I hate that.
Start pulling all this stuff out. And you're like, man, all this junk and change.
I feel like it lingers on your brain too when you have all.
It's like a messy desktop.
Exactly.
Because half the business card stuff in there you don't ever see or use.
No, you don't remember.
You don't remember. You don't
need it.
You don't need it.
Yeah,
it's other people's business cards.
It's other people's business.
If those people are really important, I would have hit them up within the past 10 years. Ain't no reason for their card to still be
the
in
business
my
cards are, are they out the window?
Business cards?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think they out the window.
Not out the window, but they are they on the way. I feel like
they tried
on the way
to get them out of here with the QR codes, but
that's
the QR
true
codes didn't hold up. Like
they're out the window.
There's something still kind of special about a business card in a weird way where it's a physical
it's
thing.
It's a sentimental value.
It is,
maybe.
but you know what I'm saying? To hand somebody something and say, hey, you know, this is my business. Check it out.
That was
not
the
90s. Necessarily. It was the 90s, and you could do that not through phone, but there is still a certain thing. I think it leaves something more with people. Because if you go to an experience or some type of event and you get a whole bunch of numbers through your phone real quick, it's going to be hard to remember all those people.
New business card is Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right. You can follow them on Instagram. That's for sure. But go ahead,
because I'm about to say on Instagram, like what you would do is if you meet somebody business wise, you go to their page and just save a picture, so you make sure you go back and like go look at it, or you would like the picture or something, go back and look at it. Like even technology is crazy, because even when I went to the audition the other day to sign in, I'm thinking I get there and I pick up a pen. She was like, "Oh, you don't need to do that." She was like, "Take your phone, scan this code, and your whole sign in sheet's gonna pop up." I said, "What?"
That's the best.
I clicked it, signed up. I was like, "Oh shit!" Well, I don't even. That's why I was like, business cards and all that. It's like I don't know how long it's gonna really. People take business cards and just laying them in the room somewhere.
I keep them in my pocket and throw them away when I get home.
You keep them in your pocket? Okay.
I
put them in my drunk dresser.
You have a drunk dresser?
Everybody has a drunk dresser.
No, wait, what's that
a
mean?
A junk.
Yeah.
You said a drunk dresser.
A drunk. Wait, what? Junk. Junk dresser.
All right.
Do you have business cards for your business?
Yeah. They in my drunk dresser.
All right. So we're gonna talk about
something to share with our audience that something happened to me over this
weekend. Your story done?
Oh
no, I'm done. I just want to talk about my back.
Real quick, I had my first cosmetic procedure this weekend.
Get your boobs in?
I didn't do my boobs. I didn't get my dick cut off.
You got an ass reduction.
I didn't get new hair. I had hair removed.
You had balls? Hair removed.
I had hair removed.
Laser ball surgery.
I went to not on my balls.
Oh,
on my back. Not on my back, but on my shoulders.
You had
shoulders
removal.
Like across the back line. You know when you see
that much hair across the back line?
I mean, it's enough for me to think about it.
Okay, well that's what I mean.
Just like, you know, I just get tired of like, oh, I gotta shave this down a little bit.
You shave your back?
Wait.
Sometimes.
How? So you got like a shield, like a cape of hair across?
It's not that bad.
it's like where
it's
the name on a jersey will be.
Oh, you got hair. Gotcha.
Yes. Where the name on a jersey, you got hair.
So sometimes I even spell out my name.
Riches on the back. Yeah.
But I had my first, I went to a place here in the valley and I went in. They took my same thing. What you were saying about like they take all your information, my phone, and all this. I kind of did it there and went into the room. And you know, this is to be real with everybody. Yeah, this is Groupon based. Okay, I found a Groupon.
They ain't gotta know that.
I mean, I'm just gonna keep it real.
No, Groupon is great thing. Yeah,
you know. So
I use Groupon when I go on dates.
All right. So I went to the the giant. I'm sitting in the thing. They come at me and they're like, all right, you know, what do you want to get done? I told them, you know, shoulders right here. They're like, oh, you could shoulders is just this and this. I said, so you're just going to do this? What about my here? The connection
shoulders
part.
Is just left, like boom,
yeah,
boom.
Just like boom right here and boom right here.
It's going to leave a patch in the middle.
There was just going to be a patch in the middle. And thank God I had some sweetheart of a Mexican young lady who said, oh, I'll get you. I'll hook you up in the back too. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's what I'm talking about. Hardest working people.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
I got to get this like 8 times too.
8?
Yeah.
This is
going to
be permanent.
This is permanent.
Oh, you're doing laser?
Yeah, this is permanent. I told you this is a cosmetic procedure.
Oh,
like a real
one. Okay,
I went to go get the laser removal.
Okay.
So I go in there and she was like, all right, I'll get you. I'll get your whole back.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, is this going to hurt? Nothing. She was like, no, we'll set the setting on medium. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Just to let you know. And then she goes over this long list of things like, okay. You know, make sure you don't do this, don't do that. You could die here, but don't worry about it. I'm like, huh? What?
They always slip that in.
I was like, oh, good. What? No, but like, she was just saying little things. Not that I could die, but just small little things to be precautious about. But they have glasses on the table.
Okay.
And it's like protection glasses against the stain.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. So she was like, just don't go out in the sun too much with your
back exposed.
Yeah, with the exposed.
Don't go out in no backless dress or nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. And I have a couple in the crib.
Yeah, no, for sure.
No beaters with the back.
No beaters with the back out.
So she tells me, she was like, yeah, you know, you don't want to get too, at least put some cream on or something if you go. Luckily, it's wintertime, so you should be cool. You covered up.
Yeah.
But she said the lasers that we use are like 10 times hotter or 10 times more exposure than our sun. So I was like, oh, this is lasers, burning off hair.
Star Wars.
Yeah. So she goes in, she starts doing it. It feels not bad. It's like little, and it has like a little cooling hit that after the shot goes, it all cool. So I'm like, all right, this is cool. This is interesting. But I'm still thinking, like, what the fuck is this? Like, what type of technology are we using here? So I go home. So I get it done. It was quick. It was 15 minutes in and out. I leave, go home. That night, I'm feeling like a little stomach, you know, issue. I'm just like, my stomach feel a little off.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I see a little blood in my poop.
Oh, yeah. Panic. Immediate panic.
Immediately. I got cancer.
Yeah, immediately.
This bitch gave me cancer. She gave me cancer.
That was quick.
That's immediately what
immediate
I was
cancer.
Like, I tried to get hair removed. I come on, cancer. Shit, man. Fuck, man.
Yo, that's the worst.
That's one of the scariest things to see. Some blood and I've stool. I've seen it before, but that's
it's some
like,
scary shit. That's some scary, literally, it's some scary shit.
And it's like, I saw like I didn't see it, but I look in the toilet. It's like a light haze.
Oh no!
So I was like, I woke up this morning. I went to go take care of business, and everything was clear. So I was like,
you went to the hospital?
No, I ain't going to no hospital, man.
I would have.
No, I don't think you never had blood in your poop.
Yeah,
all the time.
Wait, all the time.
Oh,
well, I hope the one that was thrown at you didn't have blood.
Yeah. Which we gonna get to.
But I'm on a new journey.
Yeah, okay, you're on a new hair journey. I like it. Next thing you know, man, you're gonna be posted.
So you didn't figure out the reason why you had blood?
No, I know it was what I ate. I ate terribly the day before.
Okay, gotcha.
And I was like, okay, this
that caused you to have blood in your stool?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You ever seen that South Park episode where they're talking about they ate Chipotle all the time?
Yeah.
And Cartman. It was like, but you shit blood.
Oh, yeah.
or if you eat beets or beet juice, don't do that. You'll panic.
I don't eat beet juice.
You never seen a little blood in your poop?
Not my poop, but when I wipe sometimes.
Hold on.
Never mind. Fuck it.
But that's a whole subject. We're gonna get back to you. You a whole thing in itself.
We're not gonna talk about that.
Oh, we gonna talk about that.
We don't need all these topics.
Oh no, we got KT.
Let's get into it. I just had that since we were on butthole topic today.
Butthole is the main topic today. So Emmanuel told us about this Peloton bike commercial. I guess it's a bike that you can buy this holiday season.
It's hot.
It's a hot
market.
You know,
it's kind of went viral for just being like the new exercise tool.
And, you know, cycling is a big thing nowadays and all this stuff. But I guess what was the backlash on it?
So there was a commercial if y'all had commercial. So there was a commercial if y'all haven't seen it before, by Peloton where a guy essentially gives a Peloton bike to his wife for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or I believe it was Christmas, not a birthday. I think it was Christmas. And she please don't fart in here, KT.
Please don't fart in here because
it's closed space. Space.
Yeah, this is
you asked me on the mic like they can't hear you.
Don't fart nowhere there's soundproofing.
Yeah.
Because that's just, it's just going to lock
it's
in.
Combust.
You know what I'm saying? So he gives her the bike, and you know, in the commercial, she's thankful for it. She goes, she's excited to work out. Oh, I'm back on it and taking care of herself.
Yeah.
People go off online. They went off saying that you're going to give this woman a bike to work out. What you trying to say? She's fat? What are you trying to say? Why force a woman to do this, that, and the third? Hannah, have you heard about this? And what are your thoughts real quick? Have you seen you saw the full commercial?
Yes, I've seen the commercial. It's
a Black Mirror episode.
It is a weird commercial, but aren't all commercials like a Black Mirror?
So, but the problem's not the commercial. The problem is that he gave her the bike for a gift.
He gave her a bike for a gift. It was very like, it felt fake. It felt
okay.
Fake. Would you agree with that? It felt kind of...
It felt very fake. I didn't see
the commercial. But I didn't have a problem I mean, I didn't have a problem with him giving her a bite.
That's not the problem.
My thing is, without me seeing it or knowing anything about this, three things come to mind.
Yeah.
One, what happened if she asked for that for Christmas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's one. What happened if she was into fitness and wanted that bike for Christmas? Two, just because he gave her a bite don't mean he thinks she's fat. He just could be giving her something.
That's
something
what I'm saying.
Different. People she may like exercise. Then three, if she was fat, then it would be a problem with that. So it's like they can't win in this situation.
The guy definitely can't win this situation because I'm just
but
like.
But that's without me seeing it.
Yeah,
so I
haven't
don't
seen it. But even if I see it. Yeah, even though the commercial might be weird, I'm like, all right, he giving her a bite. Like,
but it's a bike commercial.
It's a bike commercial. Like,
I just always try to put myself in the other side. If my girl ended up getting me a Peloton bike, I'm like, what the fuck is this for? But I appreciate it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't gonna
but
be,
that's why I'm saying I need the context.
Yeah,
because if you were into fitness or ask for that,
yeah,
okay, like, I see why. But if she just got that because she think you want a bike, then it's like.
She probably just need to communicate with you a little
but
more.
But that's what I'm saying. You have a 30-second commercial
yeah.
to get across what you need to do.
Yeah.
The commercial goes, guy has a gift for his wife. It's a Peloton bike. She's happy
she
about it. She works out. Now, if people feel like that it was so false that, like, this would never happen.
like what?
All right, man. Like, I mean, go ride with it. But
like,
I just feel like.
Are they saying he's fat shaming? Because I don't think there's such thing. I think if you're fat, you gotta work out. Like, it's a part of, like, it is what it is. I've been fat. It is.
And you wanted to change it, though.
I wanted to change
but
it.
But here's
yeah.
the thing. I think SNL did a skit on yeah. it. Somebody told me. I think Court told me downstairs that SNL did a skit with J-Lo. I was in it this weekend.
Yeah.
And then also, but to the real life version of it, the actress who was in it,
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, my favorite Deadpool, the only
yeah,
Deadpool.
The only Deadpool,
he got her to promote a vodka that he has, a vodka or a brandy or something
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that he has, and called it the commercial part two, Peloton commercial two. Like, he just took her and used it and just played off that shit.
That's
it was
hilarious.
Just
that's
so
funny.
Fun. And she was willing. Like, she was having fun with it. So I was just like,
so
I don't
KT,
know.
KT, make sure you don't get none of your girls the Peloton bike because it's not going to be a good gift for them.
Definitely not.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
probably not getting them.
Yeah,
kid.
you.
No, we
yeah,
don't know
yeah.
that. I mean,
I wasn't, but.
Secondly, Emmanuel told us this morning that plants are now screaming, right. Which is
I'm just gonna read the headline,
which is hilarious. He's gonna read this hairline. Hairline.
No, I ain't gonna read no. Hairline.
He's not gonna read no hairline.
Don't
that's
be
what disrespecting he doesn't
me like that, my
he's
nigga.
He's gonna read his headline.
You had a Freudian slip.
Plants. The title is "Plants Scream in the Face of Stress."
That is the funniest title. That might be the title of the podcast.
So wait. Plants scream in the
face,
in the face
of, stress.
Of stress.
It
face
says
of
a, stress. A new study suggests that plants that are stressed by drought or physical damage may emit ultrasonic squeals.
And we've said this before, though.
wait,
a long
wait,
time
so,
we've said this before.
We have.
Wait. So this is from scientists. They did research.
This is from scientists that
when
did
you're
research.
Cutting a plant or something, they scream.
You cut it.
And they,
you see that, vegans?
And they put mics to them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so
they put little lavaliers on them.
let me see. Yeah, it says unlike human screams, however, plant sounds too high frequency for us to hear them, according to research, which was posted December 2nd on BioRex database. So, yeah.
So it's like an ultra, like it's a super, so it's like.
The noises fell within the range of 20 to, maybe y'all know about this.
Oh, the hertz?
20 to 100 kilohertz.
Oh, that's.
A volume that could feasibly be detected by some organisms, but not all. So
basically, only the plants can hear it. So nobody can hear these. It's like if the tree falls in the woods.
Right.
So it's falling on deaf ears.
But I'm saying.
Or deaf leaves.
On deaf leaves,
We know.
It's falling on deaf leaves. Basically, because no one can hear these screams.
So
what do we do with this information now? Like, do they say anything at the end of the article, like, we shouldn't be eating plants now because they're suffering and screaming?
No, they got to die.
It's called. But this is what I'm saying. Okay, we know
yeah.
Venus flytraps exist.
Yeah, we know.
They eat shit.
They eat shit.
You know what I'm saying? We know that some flowers, roses and shit, when the sun, depending on where the sun is, they will lean towards where the sun is.
Yeah.
You know, flowers can go this way, the sun's
yeah.
So I'm not saying they got some type of consciousness and they over here trying
to
read books.
No, for real.
But if this is real, if they do have some type of conscience.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, what do the vegans got to say now? What are we going to do?
Let me ask you this. If a plant is dating, do you call it bay leaf?
Get your corny ass out of here, man.
Oh. I just think we all should leave the situation alone.
Bay leaf.
But listen, the thing is, plants been out here murdering shit for a while, and we've been flying under the radar. I was watching Planet Earth one time, and there's a plant on there that it waits for ants to fall and drop into the plant, and it has like this like syrupy shit that it sticks. It makes
some type of sap.
The leaf
Yeah, it makes the so that when the ant gets in there, it gets stuck, and then that's it. So it kind of the ant ends up decomposing in there and feeding the plant. It's a circle of life. Just know that every time you eat a salad, it's a fucking a mass suicide. It's a
millions,
it's a mass
billions of plants die for you to eat that Caesar.
That Caesar, they're screaming every bite. Just imagine, just screams.
Jesus Christ!
Imagine the plants that's if you sitting outside eating this salad, the plants watching you eating them.
Dog. Yeah, look at this motherfucker over here, just eating all this shit.
Oh my
shit.
God!
It's like what's the movie?
They just looking at
Brian. Sausage party.
They're looking at it like, I can't wait for them to leave.
Plants don't have eyes.
Plants, we don't know that. You don't know what they see with.
You don't know what they see with.
How they sense the world. They might be all connected to a bigger tree.
They just have feelings.
Well, now we know that.
They don't have eyes.
You don't know that?
Yeah, I do.
We didn't know that they scream.
I did.
I'm just saying, I heard one point that if you were in the ocean and fish could scream, it would be the most violent place on earth, right?
Literally,
it would be the most violent place.
70%
you would
water.
Hear screams everywhere.
It was
just fish getting murdered.
Well, maybe we need the right type of microphone because before we didn't know that plants scream and they had to use these.
That. And then we also need mics. If the ocean was a movie, it'd be directed by Quentin Tarantino because it'd be blood everywhere.
Oh yeah, and then people getting fucking Django, fucking
all that shit. It would be
Django and Nemo.
Janemo.
Nemo Unchained?
Nemo Unchained.
What's this next one? I'm ready to get
Jesus Christ video game.
Oh, man.
Listen.
Hey, can we pull up videos here? I want y'all to see it.
So I guess there's a... okay, gotcha.
This is not Joe Rogan.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
We're going to figure it out.
But there's basically a video game, I guess, that's a Jesus Christ video game. Do you know what system it's going to be coming out on?
I got to show y'all. Man.
Okay.
I need y'all to watch
but
this real
here's
quick.
The thing. When you first told me, like, I'm a firm believer in Jesus. And I love Jesus. But here's the thing. That sounds like one of the most boring games because you said all you're doing is going around healing.
I mean, it depends because if they make it like, you remember that Abraham Lincoln vampire movie?
Yeah.
If they make it Jesus, you killing demons.
Yeah,
if
you killing demons,
heathens,
that's
demons and heathens.
But I just imagine a video game going around doing this.
The video game is called I Am Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I am Jesus Christ. He's playing us a little.
Okay, hold on. That's an ad, you know.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got to get the ad.
What color is the Jesus?
Yeah, what color is the Jesus?
That's you know what color.
How you gonna play an ad before Jesus Christ?
Oh, okay. The Jesus is beige.
Of course, yes.
It's
good graphics.
It's definitely good graphics. They invested
in
healing
people.
He's healing this old lady
she
right
now. She can see
now.
She can see.
Okay, okay.
And then it goes to a scripture or something. Like he got post-it notes in the Bible.
I might play that.
Look at this.
Okay, then he filling up fish.
He got fish filling.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible game.
Look at this. I don't even talk. Shit.
He's doing good deeds.
He is doing good deeds.
Like, if one of the people went, oh, shit, I would have been like, all right, I'm getting this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, ship.
Walking on
ship.
Water.
He going, oh, ship. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Now,
so he's walking on water.
So
this is all the game is.
I guess.
And doing miracles.
Now, this is only a teaser or an announcement trailer.
Wait,
so
they have him hanging on the cross looking around.
With a health meter.
Okay, that's wild.
They got a Jesus health meter.
That's wild.
You can choose to not die on the cross.
Listen,
man.
I love everything about Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
I do. That ain't it. That game ain't it.
The funny thing is, Jesus would hate
this. He would hate this game.
He would hate everything about
y'all
this.
I do not know that.
You are selling. First of all, he wasn't into this. Y'all don't know that. Video game. Nah, man.
How you know this not? This was not his idea.
I'm going off what we know.
What we know. We're going off what we know.
We could say, what we believe Jesus
the
was.
Dude, yes.
According to what we have.
Yes. Jesus could have laid hands on the dude who made him be like, make this video game.
You could say Jesus might not existed. That's a scary, you know, that's a thought
that some people have, yeah.
What we have is these stories.
Well, Jesus wasn't black in the video game, so I already don't like it.
That's the fake part.
Well, it's a video game, so we don't know what he was. But that looks, first off, they had my man with the health meter on the cross.
They had Jesus on the cross.
With the health meter.
A health meter at the bottom, like, going down.
What?
You got to save him.
So yo, I know it must be backlash for that.
I got to look at comments.
I think Peloton bike.
Because that sounds crazy.
But
so the last topic before, well, last couple times before we get to our main topic, which is this guy beside me. So the butthole sunning wellness trend is confusing the internet.
Let me see that picture.
Oh God.
So basically what's going on is a wellness influencer named Metaphysical Megan has gone viral for exposing the supposed benefits of perineum sunning, which is AKA butthole sunning.
Okay.
She basically said that the health benefits of giving your butthole a little vitamin D is surges of energy, better sleep, better connection to her sexual energy and creativity. So this is what she did. So straight up in the air, butt
That's
ass naked,
hilarious.
Straight up in the air.
If I see somebody at Runyon doing that.
No, and so then a lot of people went online and were doing, like, I seen a group of guys, a group of men were walking and they were like, all right, we're going to put some sun on our butts. They're butt ass naked. They walk in and the sun, they go sit in the grass and legs cocked wide open with their ass towards us.
Like her, like laying back on their back, or
like, you know, feet in the air, just like this. If this, they like just spread eagle with their sun, with their butt to the so sun. Like,
were they laying close?
Yeah,
or open?
No, but she's more bent over. Like they were like sitting. She like leaning all the way, but they were like sitting with their butt. It was weird. But I was like, how far are we gonna take this health stuff? Like I'm a big health advocate. Like
I don't know, man.
How far are we gonna take it? Like, imagine you in the park and you just see somebody ass in the air and they're like, oh, it's cool. I'm getting some little vitamin D for the day. They say you only need 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know that the sun can give you energy.
No,
like,
for sure.
When I'm feeling a little under the weather, I'll get some shakes in me. I'll go stand outside and get some sunlight.
I agree with that.
I do feel better. But the whole, she said, you got to get it in your butthole.
Specifically in your ass.
So that give you more energy?
Yeah, it gives you more energy.
What's her studies
behind that?
More energy. It says, basically.
That's a nice picture.
It's just a picture of her in the air. But it says, according to Megan, the ancient Taoist practice of perineum sunning her bum and yoni has a ton of benefits. That's all she says, just a ton of benefits, including surges of energy, better sleep.
So you're not going to tell me the benefits. You're just going to say it's a ton of benefits.
No, she did. Surges of energy, better sleep, a better connection to sexual energy, and creativity. So before we write a script, we all got to go outside, put our ass in the air, and get some sun on it.
Yeah.
I was wondering, could you do it through the window of your room? Because what you do in your room is fine. Like, I feel like if you want to be butt naked.
But look, you live on the first floor, so if someone walked by that window.
They're going to walk by you outside or in the window.
Their energy is going to go down after seeing your ass.
Their energy is definitely going to go down.
It depends on if they like it.
Cause and then I
no
saw,
one's gonna
I
like
was talking
that.
To Mike about this because we had talked about another podcast. And Mike was like, "Yeah, I think we'll go try it." I was like, "Mike, I better not walk out in my backyard and see you with your legs in the air."
I can see Mike doing
looking
that.
Like some noodles in it's the just- air. Panning your butt.
I think you can put two legs over some branches and
just
hang
like a spider.
Like a fucking spider.
I just don't. But, I was like, when I seen this, I was like, "Yeah, how far are we gonna take all this? Like, it's just a lot. It's a lot. And But what if it works? What if it really works? Do you?
I won't know.
You're not gonna try it.
I mean, unless
come on,
you
man.
Have concrete
it's a lot of
evidence
for me to get energy.
That something you know there is real benefit.
Yeah.
Now, if they say it got rid of colon cancer,
okay, that's
okay. Now then, people will be out.
It's gonna be a lot of naked people outside.
Yeah,
be out
you
there.
Do it immediately. So it's just like, but.
We
but you
proof.
Hear so much of this shit like, oh, walk outside with no shoes on and grass because it brings energy for
the
or what else they say? You know,
or get poop thrown on you and figure some things out after that. You know, all
be
that
careful
stuff.
With poop and blood in your poop.
That don't
It's okay. We try hard to bring that around. But I'm just saying, like, there's so many, like, I don't want to say myths, but so many things people are doing and coming up with are supposedly health conscious that you don't really know. We just kind of, it's just about what works for you, I guess.
Just, you got to try these things to see if it works for you. But that one is not something I need for energy.
Like, yeah, no, I'm cool.
You just got to try it.
Now, if you said, oh, colon cancer, and I had colon cancer, I'm going to go out there and try it
before you get the colon cancer.
No, I'm just saying, if you said if it cured it,
if you did,
I'm going to at least try it if I had it.
You got to go outside.
Even if I don't, I do that every day. Just say no. Men get the colon cancer. Well, that's a serious shit. You got
to
get that.
Then they'll have shifts, like, hey, between 11 and 12, this is your time to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
12 to 1. It's my time. Yeah. 1 to 2 is his time. No. Don't come
backyard
outside.
Smell like butt.
I just need 10 minutes.
Shower.
Give me 10 minutes.
No, I'm saying that's your block. You only need 30 seconds. That's what she said. You only need 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
That's your block. That's you got block. Between this block to go out there anytime
just you
got
want. Stuff to do.
I feel like you may not be able to get
there. I think you need a block. I just tell you, hey, y'all, I'm about to go pull my butthole out real quick outside.
Yeah, you going to take the trash. Hey, I'm going to go pull my butthole out.
Like you hanging clothes to dry.
I'm about to go pull my butthole out.
I feel like you should do it together.
Nah.
Like a surge of energy.
I'll say a surge of just cheeks together with the...
Yeah, it'd be like one giant force of butthole energy.
It would just be funny. Maybe. Somebody open up the backyard door and you acting like it's the bathroom. Hold on now. Hold on. Oh, I got my ass out. Hold on.
Relax.
Don't come in the backyard without knocking.
All right. So we got to talk about this real quick because this is really for Cam. So Black Widow trailer came out. And as one of Cam's favorite characters in the Marvel Universe is Black Widow. And so I just want to ask you, Cam, how you feel about the trailer that you've seen?
First, it's the most trash character of all the Avengers.
Hold on, the trailer or the character?
I'm going to get to both.
Okay.
She's the most trash character of all the Avengers.
Okay.
Like, there's no reason she survived all these years fighting with these superhumans, aliens, and all this craziness. Don't make sense.
Now, do you throw Hawkeye into that, too, because he just have bow and arrow?
Yes. You kind of got to throw him in there. Yeah.
All them regular, but she's the most regular. But I'm not going to lie. The trailer didn't look that bad.
The trailer didn't look bad.
I looked at it. I'm like, this ain't a bad trailer. This may be actually
good. It's not a bad
trailer.
They know how to do movies.
Here's the thing. I don't care.
I think that's what it is.
I just don't care.
It's a lack of care. We didn't need a Black Widow movie. I'm going to be honest with you.
Maybe I feel like that now. Maybe I don't care. Even though I love my Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But you got to watch
it,
right?
I got to watch it. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I don't got to go to the theater and watch it necessarily.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Black Widow?
Yeah, you got it.
Like,
you got it.
Honestly, I'm not excited about
I know,
about
but as a Marvel fan,
I'm not excited about
I wasn't excited about,
it.
About, what's the last one I wasn't excited When I first seen Ant-Man, I wasn't excited about it because I wasn't a big Ant-Man fan, but then I watched it.
But that's what I'm saying, like,
I mean,
new characters that drop I haven't seen before,
then that's different.
I'm in there.
Yeah,
Black Widow's been
Black
in
Widow.
The Marvel universe. We seen her die.
Yeah, we did see her die.
But, I mean, you should have seen Infinity War by now.
No, ain't no spoiler.
But, She
that
dead.
Was the best part of that movie.
And now
that
we
shit
going,
was so funny.
Now they trying to do like a prequel to her life. It's like, yo, we passed the story.
Yeah, we
like, y'all should have done a Black Widow movie 5 years ago.
They just want us to look at Scarlett Johansson fine ass again.
And I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Nigga,
that.
I seen a movie with Scarlett Johansson this weekend.
Oh, on Netflix.
On Netflix.
I
that
heard it's
marriage
a tearjerker.
Movie.
I heard it's a tearjerker.
Nigga, that is one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Damn, I heard
it. Incredible.
Yeah,
it's with her and Adam Driver.
I heard it was phenomenal.
What's it called?
It's called Marriage Story.
So
is
it's
that
like
what
something
it is?
Like that.
Or
yeah.
So
story?
Good he can't remember the title.
Yes,
I honestly don't even remember the title. but the movie, like I was about, it was one of those movies I was about to do something else. Like I was about to be on the computer and kind of like,
oh, you're about
scan
yeah,
back
yeah,
and
dude,
forth
yeah.
while I'm working, and at like maybe 10, 15 minutes
you
in, I had to close the laptop. Just like they're acting and they're
that's
the
what
directing
said, yeah.
of the movie, the acting, the everything was top.
All of her was phenomenal reviews. I ain't seen not one bad review yet. And I was like, shit,
yeah,
that's
great
good.
Movie. So, great.
Heard nothing about it.
Yeah, I seen on a
no
poster
trailer,
in Hollywood,
no,
but then I didn't see no trailer or nothing. But then I was clicked on some random thing that Adam Driver was on. Then it started talking, oh my God, I'm in tears, and this movie's so happy, but yet so none. And I was like,
that,
oh, what?
It ended up being the best movie I've seen this year. I think it is like one of the top movies I've seen this year, honestly.
All right.
And then I'm trying to watch Jojo Rabbit, though. Have you heard of that?
What? Jojo.
It's where the little kid has Hitler in his imagination.
Oh, shit, no.
You didn't hear about that with Taika Waititi? That looks fire.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ah! That's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something that'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
All right.
What y'all all here for?
This is what we here for.
Based on last week's episode.
This is what we here for. Let me explain to y'all something about.
For the ones who didn't hear last week, give them an update before you go.
This is an update for, we had a story about one of our friends who had got poop thrown at him. And
By a significant other.
And we were like, he has to come on here. We have to talk about this because everybody on the internet has so many questions. Lots of questions. They wanted to know, did she scoop it with her hand? What was going on? What led to this? All this stuff. But let me give you a little mini backstory about KT. Me and KT have been knowing each other for a long time, since about 6th, 7th grade.
Y'all seen him in other dorm tanks.
Yeah, KT's been in things. He's been in a lot of things. So this is one of my best friends from North Carolina. And he is probably one of the, like Emmanuel said, he's in my top five of comedy, and he's not even trying. Top five, and he not five. Top five, and he not five. He one and two. Him and Tristina, they battle.
Who do you remind yourself of in terms of like comedy out there? Or anything? I don't know if you even compare yourself, but is that?
I don't know.
You remind me of like a black Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
I guess.
But skinnier.
The skinny version.
The roles that Zach has done, I see him in Hangover for sure.
Definitely, he is Zach Galifianakis in the Hangover without the gay part. I guess, was he gay?
No, he wasn't gay.
He wasn't. Yeah. Okay, I remember him with like a fanny pack or like some type of
not a fanny pack,
but like a purse.
It was a satchel.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, KT, how you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You doing good?
I just ate.
You just ate?
Yeah. All right,
cool. That's what made you late this morning?
Let's just get into it. Let's not try to something like that.
You were involved in a poop incident.
Break it down from the year. Like, when was this?
What year was this?
How did this happen? Like, where were you? What part of your life were you in?
When was that? I think that was New Year's.
Okay, New Year's of 20...
Ooh, when was that?
10... 2009?
Yeah, it was one of those.
Okay, 2009.
Yeah, it was New Year. It was New Year's Day.
Okay.
It was New Year's Day?
Yeah, it was January 1st.
Oh, you got shit thrown on you at the top of the year?
Yeah.
That's your year was shitty for the rest of the year.
Hold on. Yeah, was it 2010?
It was one of those years.
Because if it was going into a new decade, your whole decade has been shitty. Like, you just about to get over that.
Okay. It was one of those.
So, all right. Was it in the evening? Was it the evening time?
No, this is more like morning, noon.
Okay. Oh, morning? Okay.
Not morning, but late morning. Like all noon, right. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, around that time.
So explain to the people, because I had a few of the details a little mixed up. So you had a homeboy come in town.
Well, no. Well, my homeboy Vaughn was in town, but
okay,
that wasn't his shit.
Okay. Somebody else came and shitted in your bathroom.
Yeah, so my homeboy Vaughn was in town, and our mutual friend Howard lives like down the street.
Okay.
He was in Marietta. And so it was, New Year's Eve and everything like that. So, everybody was over at my house. We was chilling, drinking, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I guess that night he had used the bathroom. He had stopped the toilet up.
Howard.
Yeah.
Stopped the toilet up.
And he didn't tell me.
First off, that's a violation.
That's a violation.
Like,
that's
you got to let your friend
did
know.
Did he leave?
Yeah, he left.
Duh,
that's what I'm saying. So he did that and left.
He stopped.
He probably got scared. He said, oh, shit.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out how to plunge it or something.
The reason why, because you said a bunch of people was there. He's like, I can get away with this.
Yeah, he's
like,
I'm out.
Be anybody.
Yeah, it was about, not a bunch, but,
like 10, enough to get away with
six.
It.
Like six. Okay, it was enough to get away with. Yeah, okay, cool.
So we just chilling and stuff like that.
So that was the night before he pooped.
So he had pooped in there, didn't tell nobody, and he went home.
Okay.
And then my homie, Vaughn, went to his house to sleep or to chill because I had a friend come over that night.
You had a friend come over.
A female friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so.
But that female friend wasn't your girlfriend.
No, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. All right.
You didn't have a girlfriend at the time.
Nah. I actually. Okay. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sound like a lie already.
Don't be leaving out details.
Because me and her was already broken up.
Okay, y'all had
at the time.
So it was like that in-between stage. Yeah.
The girl that was coming over, y'all already broke up.
No, the girl that he was with.
Oh, they had broken up and this was a new chick coming.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. But how long had y'all been broken up?
Weeks or so.
Okay, it's still new.
It
was still new.
It was fresh.
Okay, still fresh. But did y'all live together?
She was in the process of moving out.
So y'all did live together.
No, she didn't. But her stuff was still there.
Okay.
So y'all lived.
Was she
together.
Coming
so
to get it? Or
well, yeah, she was in the process of moving out.
No, that process
she lived
last
there.
Years. I don't trust the process. Yeah.
Yeah, she was there she was there getting ready. So that's why she was
getting
at the
ready.
House.
The New Year's party.
No, it was
the
New
next
Year's day.
Okay,
yeah,
she
so
getting
she
ready.
Was just
to
there
about to go to
do something. I don't know what the fuck she was doing.
Okay.
She was coming to get the rest of her stuff or something, but because the night before she was trying to get in, but
you didn't let her.
Yeah, I act like I wasn't there because I had somebody else in the house.
So she was knocking on the door.
Yeah,
and
I think she keyed my car that day.
Oh my god!
See, this is my thing about this story.
All right, no, let's just keep going.
No, it's not gonna allow me to keep going because I just feel like somehow this is a little your fault.
No, it's all his fault.
We all knew it was going to be his fault.
All right, keep going.
Okay, cool.
We know KT. We know it's his fault.
This is the details we got in the story. New Year's party, people over, friendships, leaves, couple people leave, someone
Everybody
comes
leaves.
Over.
See, here's my thing. I would have used the bathroom in between that night and the next day.
Yeah, but it was
so
a guest bathroom.
Known.
It was a guest bathroom.
Yeah, it was a guest bathroom.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
It was a two-bedroom.
I forgot
two
we was in Atlanta where apartments cheaper, so we got multiple rooms.
It was a two-bedroom. I had my studio.
Yeah.
Because I always had a studio in my second bedroom.
Yeah.
And then my main bedroom. And then it was a bathroom across the hall from my studio.
Makes sense.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, my bathroom was
so
in my
So it's the next morning.
Your
ex is there getting ready.
Well, yeah, the next morning, she's blowing my phone up. She comes by, and she's knocking on the door that morning.
Okay.
She's like, open the door. I'm like, oh, I'm not here, blah, 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 but I'm in the bedroom. And because the girl was over.
The girl was still there.
Yeah.
But she obviously see your car in the parking
lot. Yeah, the car's in the parking lot. I'm like, I'm down
the
street.
And this was before Uber.
Yeah, so she knows you there.
She know you
there. So I'm like, I'm down the street in my homie's crib. He drove, and blah, blah, blah. I didn't take my car. She was like, you're lying, blah, blah, blah. Y'all know you're here, blah, blah, blah. Open the door.
So you was on the phone telling her this?
Yeah.
So you're on the phone in your house telling her
I
that
bet
you're
he
not
sounded
there.
Like he was in bed, too.
It probably came straight through the wall.
Yeah, now,
I was texting her, too. I think I was dude, texting her.
Okay.
Know,
this
anyway.
Nigga woke up and said, what's up? I'm not even at the crib.
I'm trying to get to it.
So she goes outside. Oh, I'm keying your car. Blah, blah, blah. She keys the car. Tries to cut my tires, but it didn't work because she only had like a little box cutter.
Okay. Come back in the house.
So she leaves, blah, blah, blah. I told her it wasn't there, blah, blah, blah. So then as soon as she leaves, I make sure the ghost is clear. I get the girl out. She goes home. A couple hours later, then she comes back. I'm like, all right, I'm home now, because she wants to get the rest of her stuff. Okay. So I'm like, I'm home now, so she comes over.
So you still haven't seen the toilet?
Nah.
Okay.
The guest toilet. The guest toilet. That's hilarious.
Okay, cool.
So she comes back home. She comes over. She's like, oh, I need to use your phone for something, blah, 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 because her something was on her phone, her screen was cracked or something. So I'm like, shoot. I'm like, maybe. Because I didn't want her to see my phone because I was texting, like,
oh, yeah,
hella chicks.
Oh, yeah.
While we was talking. Right. So, so she, like, gets my phone, and she goes into the bathroom and locks the door. And I'm like, shoot. And so I'm like, she goes through my phone, starts texting girls in my phone and stuff like that. Oh, seeing, like, I've been texting different girls and stuff like that.
You have some news in there, too, huh?
I don't know, probably.
No, you have some news.
Yeah, okay. So she's going through my whole phone, going all the texts.
She's running through. How long she in the bathroom?
It had to be like a minute, but she went through my whole log. And so she she going texting everybody, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. She texting them? The girls you were hitting?
Yeah. She started texting girls on my phone that I've been texting. Stuff
so you
like
were knocking
that.
On the door.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to break the door down. Get out there, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, just what you was, blah, blah, blah. So she comes out the door. She gets my phone back.
And y'all are not together.
Yeah, we in the process of breaking up.
This nigga,
she comes back. She's like, oh, blah blah blah. She's all mad and shit because I've been talking to other girls while we was talking or whatever.
Yeah.
So she's like, and so she gets mad and whatever. So, yep. What's the next question?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she, I don't know how she found the shit before I did, but
she was in the bathroom.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hold on. So she had your phone while she's in the bathroom that got the shit in.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's how she found the shit.
She texts all these people.
She likes herself.
And at some point, she looks in the toilet.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, so
she probably went to go use it or something. Or she probably smelled it. I don't know.
So she comes out the bathroom.
We're out the bathroom already. She gave you your phone. Now what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she goes, she's like, oh, she's mad and stuff like that. Yeah. She starts going to the studio, trying to mess the studio up. Throwing the mic down or whatever. Blah, blah. She goes in the living room, starts breaking DVDs. I'm like, not my Blu-rays. Like this was black when Blu-rays just
not
came
my
out.
Blu-rays.
I was mad because Blu-rays was expensive.
They were. Yeah, they were.
When they first came out,
they
I had like the
so
Michael
she
Jackson.
Cracking
she cracking all my Blu-rays. Oh, I'm like, man, like $40 a disc. And so,
can we ask what race this young lady is?
She was black.
Okay. But what type of black?
Jamaican.
Okay. Mm, there's right, some cool. serious.
Jamaican
There's
and
some serious
hey
angst
man,
that could come from right
there. Keep going. Keep
Jamaican
going.
And New Jersey, so that was like double bad.
Okay.
So she goes. So she. I guess she saw the poop in the toilet. She gets mad. She goes start going blah blah blah. She just escalates. And then I guess she. I don't know what went through her mind. She's like, let me throw some shit on here. So she goes in the kitchen. She gets one of the flat cups.
Yeah,
flats.
one of them. Like, yeah,
like a little flats cups that we get free that we stole from our old apartment complex.
Yeah.
And she gets one of those. I can't remember if it was the white one or the black one. She goes in there. She goes,
oh, wait, you watch her walk from the kitchen to the bathroom.
Yeah, I saw her go in the kitchen. I didn't know what she was doing. I'm like, all right, she's going to get a cup. Maybe she's going to get some water or something. So she go in there, get a cup. She's like, I can't believe you. She's yelling at some shit. So she goes in there. And she goes, blah, 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 blah. And she starts, like, she throws it in the studio. I'm like, what the fuck?
So she
doing?
Takes a scoop. She throws the first scoop in the studio.
Hold on. Real quick. But because I know... All the parts you going blah, blah, blah over are very important parts. Because what she says to you matters.
He probably don't remember because he wasn't thinking about, like, she was just yelling. She probably, she was up, she was yelling.
You know her.
Can't believe you talking to these girls. She probably cussing and shit. I get what he's saying, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what
she throwing hands and stuff. I'm trying to, like, block myself.
Wait, so she throws it in this, where are you standing when she throws it in the studio? Like right outside
I'm
the studio?
Yeah, I'm on the side or whatever. She throws it in the studio. I'm like, because the studio's right here and the bathroom's right here.
Yeah.
So she gets a good scoop, just throws it in there, just walks across, just throws it in there. I'm like, what are you doing? That's my studio. And she's like, ah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, stop it. And so in the back of my head, because we've been fighting for like a while now. And then I remember in the back of my head, my homie was like, the next time she do something, call the police. I'm like, all right, she's like, don't put your hands on her. Just call the police. I'm like, you know, good advice.
So
the whole time I'm in the back of my head, she blah 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 hitting me stuff like that. So I'm like, don't hit her, don't put your hands on her. So I'm like, oh blah blah blah, this would be a good case when I call the police. I was like, yeah, fuck me up. So then
this is very toxic.
It's very toxic. It's extremely toxic.
So she gets another scoop. I'm like, I see where this is going. She ain't about to get this shit on my stuff. So. She goes like she goes to try to throw the poop. Yeah. And I'm like, uh-oh. So I like dodge in front of the poop. And so I'm like, I dodged in front of the door and she like poop got all over me. And so
what color was your shirt?
Good question. I don't know.
Never mind, go ahead.
But yeah, so she gets so the first splash. I'm like,
the first splash.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, it's you know, in the middle of a situation you're not really thinking about. Yeah. It. So you're like, So she gets another one. I'm like, oh fuck, you gotta stop. So she's just like, so I'm holding the cup. This cup.
Oh, shit. Oh my god.
I'm like, stop it.
That is so nasty, yo. That is some nasty ass shit.
I just see shit going after
her. I'm trying to angle the cup so it gets on her.
No.
So poop just splashing everywhere. Oh. And so at that point, I'm like, man, this. I'm like, I call the police. I'm like, yo, police, I got a crazy chick here. She's throwing poop on me. She's messing on my stuff. It's like, all right, we'll be there in a minute. And so.
See, at that point, you got to keep it on you, too.
Yeah, you got to keep poop on you for evidence.
Well, yeah, I didn't change. And then, so, the police got there. And, I forgot she had locked herself in the studio. And I tried to open the door.
Yeah.
And in the process of me opening the door broke.
Like the whole.
Yeah. Because
you was kicking it.
I was trying to kick it to open the door. But instead of me kicking it by where the door handle is, I kicked in the middle and it put a hole in it. So I'm like, shit.
So your foot through the door.
Yeah, so
this nigga got shit on him with his foot stuck
so
in the door.
Stuck through the door. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. I'm playing this out wrong. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I fucked up. And so I end up getting the door open and she in there fucking the studio up. And I'm like, man, whatever. Please get here.
Your computer was in there.
Yeah, computer in there. Computer got shit on it. So please end up getting here.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
My God.
And we end up both going to jail because I kicked a hole in the door.
Of course.
So if you wouldn't have kicked a hole in the door, you might have been all right.
That's what they said.
So now you in jail with shit on you.
Yeah. The whole way there, they had to ride in the police car with the windows down.
It was like,
oh, we can't do this. I was like, is it that bad? They was like, mm-hmm. They wouldn't even talk to me. They were just, mm-hmm. It was.
At what point did you realize it was shit? The first, the second throw?
I think it was the second, yeah.
Oh, no, when you was doing.
Like, no, it was just she threw it the first time. Yeah. And then I'm like, and then I realized she was going to the toilet and getting the water. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Nigga, you ran into a cataclysm.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Of fucked up.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I mean, first of all, she's Jamaican and she's from New Jersey.
Before you go there.
That's a bad
So when you had to go to court for this hearing, what did the judge say?
The police was nice enough to leave the shit out. Of the report.
No, I'm bringing that
up. I'm bringing that up.
They didn't put that in there.
But see, that's against your case.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I would want
that's a
like,
big part
she
of it.
Went, Your Honor, she went in the toilet
and threw shit
at me.
I ain't gonna lie,
she was destroying she was destroying your stuff. So you had a reason to try to kick down the door.
I did.
Yeah, but you let them know that.
But it's Georgia and you call the police on somebody, y'all both going to jail. In a domestic dispute.
You call, you go to jail.
Yeah.
That morning, you woke up not thinking you was going to have shit on you in jail.
I mean, I know it was going to be a shitty situation when I first woke up because she was keying my car.
That's true.
So I knew the day was going to be messed up.
So who bailed you out?
It's my homies. The one who shitted in the toilet and
he,
the other one.
He better.
I got your shit on me. You better go bail me out.
Yeah, he better.
This is your shit?
Duh.
Yeah, man. That, I had to cuss him out, man.
I think we just go to fan questions.
Yeah, because
you can't outdo
you got
that.
It. You got
There's nothing
it.
Else we can talk about. We have to get you on another
how
time
long,
talking
how
about
how
other
did it
parts
take for you
life.
To talk to her again?
After that, well, we had a temporary restraining order. So.
Okay. Y'all was going through a lot. Y'all was going through a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all was going through a lot. Damn. Thought got shit thrown on you. All right, we're going to take a quick break after that shitty story, and we'll be back with our Patreon fan questions.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right, guys, we're back, and we're going to get into these Patreon fan questions. Remember, if you want to submit your question, go online to patreon.com/comedytraphouse and leave your questions there.
NBA 2 COD.
That's a basketball fish.
What's up, DT? What's up, DT? Would y'all consider a Netflix special? If you guys do, what would you do in it? Like a comedy skit style like Dave Chappelle? I feel like that's going to be right in you guys' style of comedy.
Absolutely. Listen, I think at this point in the game, anybody can get it. As long as we get to have our creative freedom and, you know, course, we make sure the contract's right and everything.
We've been planning sketch show. I mean, we see it now that a lot of people are getting sketch shows. Black Lady sketch show just came out. There was another one on Netflix, I think, just dropped.
That's two people. It's not a lot of people.
No, there were plenty of others.
No, I mean, are you talking about new? Are you talking about black?
No, I'm just talking about in general. There's a lot of sketch shows.
Oh, I didn't think there was that many sketch shows.
No, this is even online they're trying out new formats. Mm. But we just trying to make sure we stick with what's special to us. What do we bring to the table? What's missing out there that we bring? We know we're a group. We know we're we believe in our town. We know we're funny. And whenever we do go into whatever that is, mm-hmm. we're going to kill it. Yeah. So it just needs to be that right there.
Tyler Afro Lady Thomas. Hey, DT family. Hope y'all had a good week. Just reflecting over the year lately, and some stuff was just unnecessary and crappy. KT. Hey. My question for you this week is, anything happened this year that you wish hadn't? I know y'all are big on lessons. And if so, what was the lesson you learned from it? I hope you do better next time. Much love and see y'all in the next year.
Happened this year that I wish hadn't? Not really. I mean, I don't know. Like, this year actually was a tough year. Shit, financially, creatively, a lot of stuff. It was tough, but I don't wish nothing didn't happen. Like, shit,
I wish plane tickets were a little cheaper.
Yeah, okay, well, that's fair. Oh, you talking about so right now? You wish the plane ticket? Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Is your chain Africa with a dollar sign on it?
No, it's the company's. The company who made it's their symbol.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know.
Africa would have done, get money in Africa.
Christopher Burns.
Trying to make that?
Have any of you guys seen the white girl that gallops like a horse? It's the most interesting thing I've seen recently because of what we can do with the body, even when the body isn't meant to do them.
Pretty interesting.
Like, imagine walking street drunk and you see her walking past or up on you. Also, have any of you seen the plan to see Parasite or her Gallant's new album, Sweet Insomnia?
All right.
I haven't heard Glenn.
I haven't seen the white girl. I haven't seen her.
Remember that video? I think that's what he's talking about. Remember that video I wanted to make a little.
She was like a whore. I mean, like a dog. A whore.
I was about to say a whore.
No, dog.
She might be a whore too.
I didn't see what he's talking about.
I don't know.
That's what came to my mind.
Yeah,
maybe
that video you showed me was crazy.
That's the one I saw. I don't know if this is the one that he's talking about.
Like, so she literally got up on like a horse?
Yeah, she was some weird white stuff.
He pressing a lot of buttons. Like,
I got the privacy screen. I had to turn my screen darkness up.
Oh, that is
the one. Yeah,
no, that shit look.
But you can do that like kids.
But she does it really well. Like it's.
She got the gallop on point.
Yeah, her gallop
is wild.
Shoot, I remember having to do crab and football practice. You get to a point, you get tired. You start figuring out ways to get past.
The dog thinks she's a horse.
Nah, the dog.
The dog.
No, she jumping over tables.
Duh.
She did.
Now see that's a little more skill.
Look at that.
That's impressive.
Oh wow, yeah, she got a full leap on
that. Yeah, no, that's a full.
She might be the first superhero.
All right.
I don't know. I think
then I haven't heard the albums you're talking about.
Me either. Kenny Country Singing Williams. He said, I feel all y'all have a platform to speak on serious issues, maybe the power to change things socially as well. So I'm here asking for clarity on something. Can you play a +2 on a +4 in Uno or not?
great lead up.
I'm out here playing with these simpletons in my life, and I'm upset. I say, yes, you can, and I'm pretty sure playing Uno with thehomies.com backs me up on this. Mm-mm, now, hold on. I take Uno very seriously.
Yeah. Uno's a serious game.
And the way we play, from where I'm from, you can't put a plus two on a plus four.
Yeah. No. I've never heard of that. You can put
a draw four on top of draw four. You can put a +2 on top of +2. And some people play where you can put a draw four on top of a +2, but never – have I played where you can put a +2 on a +4?
Yeah, I think that's just that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Sorry, Kenny Country Singer.
I don't play like that.
I just played 2 days ago.
But we can play, and you can get your ass whooped in Uno, Kenny.
The question before him right quick, that Parasite movie, I want to see that really bad. You heard about that? That Asian movie? It's supposed to be fire. But anyway, go ahead.
Marcus Johnson. Cam, Black Widow. Do not allow your brain cells to process a single thought of hate. This movie will be the best movie of MCU. It's grounded like Civil War. It's no superhero movie like Wonder Woman, so you must find at least 1 millisecond of this trailer good. Yes, Wonder Woman gonna whoop that ass in box office. I mean, damn, riding lightning bolts, but still, you don't have to give Black Widow her props. Stay blessed, y'all.
Oh, the trailer?
Peace.
For Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Yes, I predict Black Widow having a twist that's going to piss y'all off, but we'll see how Natasha Romanoff, that's her name?
Romanoff, yeah.
Is actually alive at the end game in this post credits.
Like, I just don't care, man. It's, like, it's, I'm as a avid watcher of those movies,
I'm there for
and
Scarlet.
Shows or whatever. I just don't care, yeah. man. Like, what? Like the biggest marketing part at the end of that movie looked like some Fast and the Furious shit to me.
Yeah.
They jumping out the
I
thing.
Expected the Rock to pop out.
I did expect the Rock to pop out. Like, they shooting while diving out of a plane. Like, I don't know.
Oh, and that's what she been quick. Doing for the past decade.
You remember how...
Said, it looked corny.
Remember how I said the Rock was an alien? Somebody sent me a picture of him holding a baby Yoda. And they was like, oh, damn, your prediction might be...
Nah, that's hilarious.
Felicia. Cam. I know you was talking about last week how your flight was high. Flights are always cheaper late Tuesday nights, and you just missed Travel Tuesday. Flights are like 70% cheaper. It's always the Tuesday after Cyber Monday. I got a round trip from ATL to Chicago on American for like $49.
That's Damn, I never knew that.
Yeah. That's to Chicago.
And from Atlanta.
That's to Chicago.
You on the East Coast. You coming from the West Coast.
It's a whole different beast.
It's a whole other ball. It's a whole
I never even heard of Tuesday.
Yeah, I knew
you never heard of it?
I waited, but it still was. My flight, the flight I was trying to get is from Bahamas to L.A., and it's a one-way.
Dang.
So it's this. It's about 300 and something.
I seen
one
a flight from coming from Atlanta back to LA right after in January, like top of January, $658.
Yeah, that's what look, look.
I'm not getting that
shit. The one I was looking at is three something. The next day, the very next day, $690.
Wow,
$658. So
you only paying that if it's an emergency. Like you got it, like emergency.
So I planned on coming back at this date.
Yeah,
the flight said you coming back this date.
Yeah,
I said all right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah. My mom asked me when you coming. I said whenever the airline told me.
Yeah, airline told you. Yeah,
you got your flight.
Yeah.
How much was your ticket?
My ticket coming back was once. I called it like at a good price, but. I don't have. I can't do like a extra check bag or something. Like, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'll figure that out.
Alexis, do any of you deal with imposter syndrome, feeling like your talent is inadequate despite proven success? I just finished my master's degree in graphic design. I still doubt that I'm good enough to compete with others, even though my work receives praise. If you dealt with this, how do you cope? Well, I don't know what tier you on, Alexis, but we did a whole episode. On imposter syndrome, you can listen to on Boss Talk on here on Patreon. It's called "I Am Great," episode 17. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
All I can say is like you also got to remember that you're not gonna be as good as some others. Others not gonna be as good as you. You're gonna have your own style. So it's not about you just recognizing the skills that you have and having. It's like us. Everybody not gonna like us, our audience, but we have our audience and our.
Imposter syndrome is more like. The fear of failure and rejection. That's what
the
imposter syndrome.
Gotcha.
But we go in depth about it.
Yeah,
so I'm going to send it to you. Marcus Dudley. What up, DT? New to this, but anyways, what do y'all think about the game's newest album? I thought it was fire and the best rap album this year. Also, have y'all watched the Netflix show You? And if so, are you excited for season 2? I only listened to the song he had with Nipsey. I didn't listen to the whole album, so I can't really judge it. But Game is a good rapper.
Yeah, he's a good rapper.
Like, when you really, like, Game is actually a good rapper.
The documentary, like, that's a classic.
Oh, that's a great
album. That's a classic album.
I didn't listen to it. I thought the cover was trash, but I didn't.
I like the cover.
I didn't. Yeah,
y'all don't speak too loud, no. Game gonna show up.
It was a little bit of a reach for me, but.
I thought it was creative.
But I like the Game. I like his music. I heard, like, two songs like, I did like those two songs, but I didn't listen to the whole album yet.
And yes, I watched that Netflix show You, and yes, I'm ready for season 2. Season
that was
one
with the
was
stalker
good.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
Season one was good. I thought it would got corny, honestly. After a while there was parts I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like
he was stalking.
He was stalking, but he's standing right outside her windows that are huge as fuck while she had in the middle of having sex.
I always tell you,
that's how you stalk.
I hate my windows being open at night because you can't see out, but everyone can see in. That's why I always close them at night. She can't see. And then it's New York. Even if you do kind of see someone, it's New York. It's always people outside.
No, I'm just saying, like, she's having sex. Like next to the window, on the first floor.
Okay,
like
it's a show. You never had sex next to a window?
I have, but not on the first floor.
You know they go exactly.
Oh, you had sex on the first floor.
You have,
but not while the window's open.
You don't know that.
Yeah, no, I do.
One of the girls say,
only be doing this if the windows stay open.
Let me close
the windows. You're going to leave the windows open.
Yeah. Depends on how I feel.
You going to be feeling like leaving the windows open?
No, all you might hear is a little.
I'll see you later. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Doll.
It's like when the MacBook pops.
Rich the Menace. What's good, Dorm Team? I hope y'all had a wonderful week. I really don't have a question, but I wanted to say thank you for the content and message that you deliver to us every week. Boss Talk has taught me so much in a couple of months, so it's really hard to believe, and I truly appreciate every single weekly pick-me-up. Anyways, it's finals week for me, so please wish me luck.
Hey, wish you luck, because that final luck, should man. Be white.
Appreciate it.
I get it.
Stacey Thomas, she the one who sent us the travel books.
Hey, guys, Stacey.
I heard this question on another podcast and thought it was really interesting. Imagine you had the choice of either going back in time to be friends with one of your parents when they were 12 years old, or go in the future and become friends with your child, also at the age of 12. This would last for 1 week, ooh, and you will become a 12-year-old as well.
Sheesh.
Also, you can't tell them you're their child or parent. Which option would y'all choose?
I think I'm gonna go be with my child.
Yep.
I think as much as it sounds good for me to go back and be with DJ Slice at 12 years old, he is me.
But
I know.
At the same time, you're gonna see your child. You're going to get there. You'll never go
Fair
back.
Enough.
You can never go back to
okay,
see
we
your child.
Okay, you know what I'm yeah. we put like, it that way. We put it that way.
That's my train
so
of thought.
I would have okay. to go with the parent because I'm eventually going to see my child.
I think about
when
like
he's
that. Okay.
Yeah, but I see both. I'm more on his side, mm-hmm. but I see the curiosity. Like, you just want to see what this child look like.
I do. That's so interesting.
But at least it's coming.
It is coming.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
If that's what your future holds, it's going to be there. So
okay, I'm not mad at that.
I'm not going back to my mom. I'm going back to my dad.
Yeah, I'm going back to my dad.
Because I don't want my mom to accidentally may have a crush on me. Like, that's going to be weird. I don't want to see.
I'm going back to my dad.
I'm going to go with my dad because I want to see these stories he was telling me when he was a child and everything growing up in Bahamas. I'm going to see that.
And I know my dad. It's going to be funny.
We're going to find out why Cam looked like Cam because he is his own father.
not the same person.
Sierra Derrico. Hello, DT. Do you guys watch 85 South Show? Hilarious. If so, what are the Very other funny. Comedians do y'all watch and what's your favorites? I watch all their clips on IG.
Yeah, I watch their clips on IG.
I listen to their podcast like a couple times a month.
Yeah.
A couple times a month. They're
Chico Bean, all them funny. Like, yeah.
All the guys. What other comedians do you watch and what's your favorite?
Brilliant Idiots, definitely.
Yeah, I watch the show. So, like, I mean, fucking Charlamagne, a damn comedian at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We told him that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you got a comedian mind. But obviously, Joe Rogan is heavy for me.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
All the heavyweights, I mean, yeah, heavy, Dave and all them. So,
yeah. So you want a cool little black podcast to listen to that talks about movies and stuff? Whoever's interested, some of our fans might be, but Still Processing. These two, this black girl and this black guy do kind of like reviews and stuff. And they're real cool. I like them.
Hannah, do you have a favorite comedian?
Comedian or podcast? Jenny Slate.
Oh, okay. I think I watched... Did he have a Netflix special?
Yeah, she has a new one.
Okay, I think I've seen that.
Hey, DT, it's Dijon Mustard again. I didn't have a question prepared this week, so I'll just ask what happened to the door sounds in between breaks. It really fit the Comedy Trap House theme.
Y'all got to make up y'all mind.
Somebody said it ain't like it.
No, what they were saying, they were like, why is it the door sound between...
I remember
that. So I took it out because I was like, all right, maybe that's a little bit much, but then he asked him, where is that? So maybe we'll try to put one I door like sound in between between the breaks. I'll talk to Hannah. We'll figure it out. okay, cool.
We should just put a long, like, piss sound during breaks.
Is that bad?
Like, we'll be back.
You just I'll do the peeing noise.
Nah.
You can do the shit noise.
Yeah, you can do shit noise.
And then you hear an argument in the back and someone splashing shit.
Right.
No!
Oh, no!
My equipment!
That was a traumatic experience.
We'll put it in the background of all our podcasts.
I'm undecided. The undecided podcast. All right, so boom. I'm sure you're familiar with the I'm gonna fuck with you meme from Twitter. Mm-hmm. Well, that kid got robbed at gunpoint. His chest was red. You could tell he was slapping his boy boobs. And the guys who robbed him put it on Snap. And me and my friend had a heated discussion about it. So my question is for you to weigh in. I said I'm snitching. I'm making sure he's going to jail the next day. Dumbass gonna rob me and put it on Snap. All right, he says he was gonna hunt him down and then either kill himself or beat him to the inch of his death. I think his solution was dumb. Just think going to jail and getting beat up for 3 to 5 is better than beat up once. Thoughts? What would you do if you were held at gunpoint on Snap? Y'all stay blessed and maybe Baby Yoda be with you. So he's saying he gonna snitch. The other dude said he gonna go beat him up or kill him.
Is there a difference between being held at gunpoint and then being held at gunpoint on Snap?
Yeah, because people's egos are involved. You know, people care about what everyone feels or thinks. So
a gun is a gun.
Being worse, being embarrassed for the world to see is different for him.
He slapped his titties?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that
is. How's that embarrassing, though? Like, a nigga has a gun to you. Like, there's nothing
You're getting robbed.
Unless you are. I haven't seen the dude. Remember
that the white kid?
The white boy in Georgia?
Yeah. So he got robbed?
I guess so.
If it's on Snap, ain't he already telling on himself?
Yeah.
It's like the dude who beat up Brother Nature. They said he was bragging online about it, and he also sells drugs online.
There's somebody named Brother Nature?
You know the dude that be feeding the deer?
Okay.
Yeah, he got beat up at Art Basel.
What?
And it was filmed, and the dude.
It was like a little restaurant, right?
Yeah. I didn't really look into it too much. It was
what do people be doing?
You know, somebody used our video as a clip.
Oh yeah, they did. They used our video
Where Mike comes in beat up
from Can I Get a Ride? From Ride Out. Yeah,
They said what happened to Brother Nature and such. Mm-hmm. And they had that clip, and that got some views.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I want to see it.
Good skit. I love that skit.
That's a great skit.
Hey, I hope Brother Nature. Brother Nature. So
anybody get a ride? I hope you're all right.
I don't think he got robbed. He just got his ass beat, and I don't know why. But
this dude apparently got robbed. But yeah. I'm just going to call police.
I'm not. We told y'all before, we're not no thug.
The only way it affects you is if you putting that energy out there. If you ain't nobody going to fuck with me, I can't never get robbed. They come around here talking all that shit, and you get robbed, you know, I see why you feel like, oh, I got to do something now.
We selling this podcast plenty. We snitching. So don't, I'm snitching.
You come rob me. Give me your money. All right, brother, you can have it. Ain't much in there, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all snitch ass niggas, but I'm not snitching. But what I am going to do.
I'm definitely snitching.
You want to make it back to your laser appointment? You better not try to do nothing crazy.
I need to get this hair removed while I die. Please, no.
You should have got your chest.
Jordan Moreland, what's up, DT? I'm not sure where this question is going to be placed in the line, but Dijon Mustard, this is to answer your question along with asking another question. It was me that brought up the whole sound effects between the breaks.
That's hilarious.
I didn't mean for you to switch up the sound.
That's
just adjust it a little.
Funny.
Laugh aloud. This new sound effect doesn't fit. So, Rome, what is you doing, fam? Sorry, I'm getting picky. Y'all don't have to listen to me laugh aloud. Stay up, DT, except you, Emmanuel. There ain't no staying up when you're always down with these Redskins.
All right, so that's funny. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the door back in there, and I'm going to do it how we had it. So we're going to continue.
These
keep it going.
Is literally talking back and forth right now.
Janae Granum. Hey, guys, I love y'all. Thanks for always being consistent with the podcast and Boss Talks. How do you deal with FOMO, especially when it comes to sacrificing your goals? My goals include going to bed Sunday through Thursday at 8 p.m. so that I can meditate and do my spiritual work and go to the gym before work. And when I get home, I have a pretty structured routine like stretching and preparing for the next day that I like to follow as well. While I know pursuing being my best self should be my priority and focus, I have FOMO / worry about how my early grandma bedtime could affect my dating life. What are y'all thoughts?
That's funny. Give yourself a break. We just talked about this last week. Like, it's okay if one of the days of the week you don't go to bed at 8. Like, unless you really feel like it's a mandatory thing and you feel like you won't get up, but if you know yourself and you go to bed.
Well, look, she said Sunday through Thursday, so you got Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you got Friday
and Saturday. That's your break time, and that's when you have your social life, and you turn up on them days, and then you get back to your focus and your self-healing or self-worth.
Because you got the prioritizing, right? So you just got to, just put it in the best way to fit your schedule.
Life is
balanced. Why are you rubbing the table?
Yeah, it's really soft.
It feels good. I do it, too.
No, I do, but he's just been doing it for 30 minutes. But,
it's like relaxing.
But not. It is... I forgot what I was going to say because he was rubbing the table.
about her balancing the schedule?
It's about balanced life, right? Yeah, I mean, you got to balance your life. So that's what's healthy for people. Yeah. It's not to go hard in one particular thing or another. It's just like, if you're going hard during these days, it's cool to take a break. And you can meditate this day, do some cocaine this day, and it'll balance out.
Well,
that's not what it is. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah. Next time.
Jade. Hey, DT, with a decade coming to an end, the hashtag Twitter moments through the decade was trending on Twitter, and it made me think of my favorite viral things from the decade. My question is, what is y'all favorite viral meme, tweet, video, etc. that came from this decade? Mine is the video of the black news reporter when the bug flew in his mouth. Oh, let's get the fuck out of this.
Is that from this decade?
I feel like that was old.
We saw it in this decade, though. I felt like I seen that since 2006.
Maybe.
It's still funny to me. Another question. What is y'all's favorite social media platform that came from this decade? I'm stuck between MySpace and Vine. MySpace just feels nostalgic. MySpace was not this decade.
Definitely not this decade. What decade you in, brother?
He must be talking about the 2000s, maybe?
This decade started 2010.
So 2010 is this decade.
Vine was in this decade.
Yeah, Vine was in this decade.
MySpace just feels nostalgic to me, but Vine has so many great things come from it. Miss Keisha, oh my God, she dead. Much love and blessing to you all.
Viral moments. It's been 10 years.
I would have to watch them and then say.
But my favorite social media, it's going to have to be Instagram because... Instagram is the daddy of the.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure.
I think Twitter's the best social media.
Yeah, Twitter's the best social media, but Instagram is the most.
If you got to say in this decade, then Instagram.
It would have to be Instagram if it's in this.
Because Twitter came out before.
Twitter sucks. So.
Nah, it's the best. You don't know how to think about it.
You don't know how to write.
Everything that's on there, you can do everything on Twitter that you can do on all the other social media. You can post pictures, you can post videos, and it's the funniest shit.
Twitter followed like a couple people, so maybe that's why. That's probably why.
Classic Cuddy, what's good, fellas? Hope all is well. Cowboys Nation all day. If you could interview / talk to anyone from the past, who would it be and why? Jesus.
Yeah, I always say that.
Well, now you can play him in a video game. So
when I get to the past, I'm like, why you let them make a video game?
You probably wanted it. That's the hardest shit? Get a video game mad at you?
No.
Sammy Jane. Hey, DT, I finally broke down. Subscribe to your Patreon. I canceled Apple Music for this shit. Laugh out loud.
I've come to accept that I am
more of a conversation listener than a music listener, and you guys have gotten me through a tough summer.
I'm the same way.
After losing to my job with the company Sammy. I've been with for 10 years.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, I was rewatching Bill Burr's stand-up, The Paper Tiger, and his bit about being flicked in the dick by a stranger had me dying. So I guess I was wondering, has anything like that happened to you guys? Would you even consider it a sexual harassment? There seems to be a double standard when it comes to this subject. Thank you guys for all the laughs. I look forward to catching up on Boss Suck since I am reaching a point in my life where I need to turn this caterpillar into a butterfly. You know, the first thing to come to my mind, remember in Lindbergh? It was one time we was doing something. I was chasing a manual, and you flicked a piece of like this rolled up.
Wasn't it like one of those paper football things?
Yeah, paper football. Yeah. He flicked it. And for some crazy reason, this shit nipped me in the balls, and I fell immediately. Like, I had, like, on basketball. I don't know
he
why.
He really did go down, too.
Because it was, like, a thick football.
It wasn't even that big. I just hit it like that. He this nigga said,
that pow, it hit me right on.
When you get hit,
I fell.
Any type of ball, that, one time, this is going to sound hilarious. One time, I'm laying on the bed with this girl. We talking. And I think she was trying to outwit me or say something smart, and so I said something smart back. And I don't think she meant to, but she flicked me, and she flicked my ball.
Oh, my God.
Immediately. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that? She said, I said, you flicked my ball. Nah. It's a ball. You don't
How were you able to talk?
Like, no, I was hurting, but I was so angry at the same time.
I wouldn't be able to talk yet.
But she didn't flick it hard, but she nipped it. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Mm-mm. Why would you flick my ball?
That whole nut sack shit. Is that done now?
That's done. Kids do that?
My friends didn't do that.
That nut check shit. I did not fuck with that trash.
Hot Rod, what's going on, DT? First time, long time here.
We're gonna car shop.
First time, long time here.
KT's thinking about all the times he did nut check.
Cam, a couple weeks ago, you mentioned you got a routine that helped your bread connect. Can you go ahead? Oh, beard. It's
not like about to say, like, you talking about financial? Help your bread connect.
He spelled it bread. Can you go ahead and drop the routine for the babyface fans? First, it was just believing in it and stop saying I can't grow one. That's the first. And then I've been putting Jamaican castor oil every day.
Let me see. Belief is the first key to growing a beard.
If I've been saying I can't, and I start saying I can and start putting this castor oil on every day for this year.
And they got to stop doing that myth. I hated that myth of you got to eat vagina to make your beard grow. Stop that. You don't have
niggas used to ask
that's
me
not
that
true.
All the time.
You
must hear like this.
That definitely wasn't true. That definitely wasn't true.
KT got his beard comb out.
Yeah, you know, beard popping. You want to use it?
No.
Trey Smalls. Hey, dorm team. I'm trying to plan a trip with some friends in 2020. I was wondering if you guys were performing in the continental U.S. or Canada anytime so I could pop out and see you guys. Big love and prayers to you and your guys. Family, Cam, we haven't forgotten about your people in Bahamas. And pray everything is going well for their rebuilding recovery. Appreciate
much
it.
Love. As far as us doing shows, I think we're going to get back around to that. Our main focus has been on the sketch show and stuff, but I'm getting the itch to get back on some stages and do some
shit. I've been wanting to hit live stages so long now. I'm ready.
At some point, it's definitely going to happen.
Hey, Zeus. What up, DT? Sending positivity from the South. I'm going to throw it back with this question. What was y'all favorite school lunch? This might exclude Emmanuel because he was in them Rich Mountain schools. But I got to say, that round pizza always went hard with them smiley face tater tots. School pizza at lunch was not good.
It was kind of whatever.
I ain't really fucking
What was chicken patties? The ribs.
I ain't going to fuck the ribs. Sandwich. The ribs.
Me and Mike.
And we talking about that McRib type of
thing. Me and Mike. Would get the lunch schedule because you know what's coming. Yeah, we would circle those days.
These niggas had lunch schedules.
We would circle those days and always get double on that. And I want double. Give me two of them. You got to pay extra.
Two patties. Two on one.
They would give it to you, but you got to pay.
Two sandwiches.
Okay, they would. You got to pay extra.
I thought you meant double.
We had them Tony's pizza. It was a circular pizza.
Yeah.
Those pizzas were slab. It was like called Tony's pizza. It came in a pack. It wasn't like the school square. It was like a Tony's pizza. Those were good, but I'm with you on the
and then for breakfast, those we used to have this
pancake
sausage biscuits.
No.
Fire with the hash brown. Yeah. But then we had the piggy in a blanket sausage thing.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Those
are fire. Sausage in a pancake.
It's like it's like a corn dog type of thing, right? But
the then we started getting the mini ones. Then we started getting the mini ones.
I remember the mini ones.
Like little doubles, the C batteries.
Get hungry.
Like a little fat like that.
Dang, I want some now.
What else?
Okay, I'm trying to think of what else they have. They had corn dog nuggets and like chicken nuggets and shit like that.
I didn't go to one of them schools where they had like some schools had fast food.
Yeah, some people have
fast. I didn't have.
I think that was Subway. After.
They did get that after we left.
Yeah, I think that's after.
Rome used to have the lunch schedule pre-written out in his wallet, in his pocket.
That's funny.
For every week.
I'm gonna make sure
he knew Chris Hinton II. Good energy, DT. With the end of the year upon us, I would like to know what were your favorite memes of the year. I think the screaming white lady and cat meme was the best. I personally got tired of I'm a head out memes about 10 seconds after it started.
Yeah, the SpongeBob and the cat was funny. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know who. First off, I just gotta
say more to the question.
Oh, I thought you done. Oh, no. My bad.
You started.
Oh, my bad. I thought you had finished.
Netflix recommendation. My lady put me on to a movie called Love on Netflix. It is directed by Gaspar Noé. Fair warning: there's a lot of fucking in this movie, and they don't shy away from nudity. However, this movie was shot really well. Pay attention to the color and the moves throughout the scenes. Please watch this film when it's convenient. I would love to hear your thoughts. Stay blessed.
It's called Love. I'm gonna have to write it down.
Go ahead with your
see it for the nudity.
By Gasper. The cat meme, it was fun. But what I've come to realize is like people with 9-to-5s are funny. They are funny. Because
it's stored up.
It's just store and they just be unloading. Right. I'd be like, yo, I can't compete with like the meme, the jokes that people be. I'd be like, dog, this some good shit. Like on Twitter and stuff, the people be saying.
Pre internet, these people had to wait years to get out a joke.
Yeah,
I'm talking about like, oh, it's finally my family reunion's coming up. I finally get to get off some jokes. But now,
yeah,
you sitting at internet that desk, you ain't gotta wait no more. You're just like
they letting it out.
They funny.
They funny. Yeah, I get it.
They funny.
Just high school students.
What's that's good, TT? Fun. I hope all is well. Can you guys share your best high story? And also, what's your go-to snack when you're fried? Lastly, laughing my ass off, what is your opinion on people who bite string cheese?
I don't really got no opinion on
that. That was a lot of questions.
If you bite string cheese, that's just your prerogative. I don't know.
I don't eat string cheese.
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of weird if you really bite string cheese.
What you supposed to do?
You're supposed to string
it. You string it.
You're saying that they bite it as a whole.
If they bite it like a hot dog.
It is kind of, I'm gonna look
cheese.
At you a little funny.
That's a little weird. That's like the little kid who ran down the hall on his hands and knees in high school.
Is it the same if you eat an Oreo cookie whole and don't twist it?
No, that's different.
No.
Okay,
it's like eating an apple.
I mean, Oreo it's literally called string cheese.
Yeah. So you gotta string it.
Supposed to string it and like it almost what tastes different eating just a block of cheese rather than
string beans. What about string beans?
It definitely tastes different.
String them?
No. But they already string.
No, no, that's they different. That's string like beans, not string beans.
There you go.
All right. I'm with KT. But what was the main question?
What's your best high story and what's your go-to snack on your high?
I don't necessarily have a
your first one.
My first one was
kind of. I mean, you probably told that.
I wish I was.
Yeah, I think we got plenty of high stories, but it's so many. I remember one time me and him smoked back, this when we was like 15, 16, and I was sleeping over at his crib, and his cousin came in, and his cousin is long. Y'all met him, Dion. He was like real tall. He came in and he looked like one of them. He looked like an eight. Like me and him just started laughing because he looked stringy.
He
like green
when
cheese.
He was big.
Yeah, he like grew. So like he just came and we were just like, he was looking at us like, why y'all laughing at me? And we were just laughing so hard. I was like, it's just because we high.
We was laughing the other day.
Oh, yeah. Other day we were definitely laughing.
That was high?
Yeah. I took a puff. Yeah,
you
I took a puff too.
Yeah,
I did.
This nigga won't never smoke with me.
Akin Yelly Artisan, what's good, DT? Quick question this week. Given the opportunity with celebrity, who would you want to switch lives with? Mine is a coin flip between Lil Duval and The Rock. They both seem so unbothered by negativity, plus successful in their fields. It's hard to pick. I never thought I would hear someone say Lil
Duval. I never thought I was here
ain't
between,
wrong with
yeah,
that,
no,
but
between Lil Duval and The Rock. It's just too different.
He do be living his best life.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Because Lil Duval, funny guy, and... He is chilling.
I never even thought about that.
To be honest with you.
He'd be in the Bahamas.
Right now, I'm just going to have to say The Rock because he's the first human.
Yeah, out of this one, I would pick The Rock.
He's the first what?
He's the first human.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right. This name every week. Hogegi
Tachi. I'd become Tom Tachi.
He said between The Rock and Lil Duval,
I thought those were just examples.
No, he said that's what he would pick between. But he said, who would you pick?
Oh, yeah. If you could between. I thought in an example. No.
I'd pick Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because I just want to know what it is like to be God or think I'm God.
I'd pick Obama.
Pick Obama.
Huh?
What?
Obama?
Maybe.
Why would you want to go through that stress?
I don't know. He looked. Oh, yeah. I would pick someone else.
Go ahead, Ken.
This name every week. Hogegi.
Hogegi.
Okay, Jail Tachi, I don't know. Good morning, y'all. First off, I wish you all nothing but blessings. I love what you guys are doing. Now, straight to the question.
Thank you.
Would you rather have your favorite team and win one Super Bowl in the next 2 years, but after they win, they crumble and have a losing record every year after year that for 10 years? So what I'm going through already?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Or would you rather your team make the Super Bowl every year for 10 straight years but lose? The losses are sometimes blowout, sometimes close, but they never win.
Give me the wins. I've been in this for 23, 24 years.
You don't want to lose.
I can get
this is my life already.
How happy would you be if your team won a Super Bowl every 10 years? Every decade, your team won. That's beautiful.
Because that's what happened to the Buffalo Bills. They went to like four Super Bowls and lost them all.
That sucks. They went
that
in a
sucks.
Row.
Nah, yeah, that, you know, it's not fun to go, just to go. The fuck? You want to win.
James Bond. Did we talk about James Bond last week? Man, y'all know. Well, y'all don't know. I'm a huge James Bond fan.
Oh, the trailer
I'm
drop.
I'm ready
right?
for that goddamn movie.
The trailer drop?
Yeah.
Drop. Okay.
Oh, man.
Were you impressed? I meant to ask you. Like, I didn't feel the same.
Watch it again.
Maybe I got to watch it again. Okay.
You know you a Bond hater. Greetest brother.
Bond hater? Shit. I love James Bond.
My question today is simple.
Huh?
Is there ever a situation where you all have been humble individually or as a group? A situation where in brief moments something changed your perspective that you carry with you all? Thanks again for all the laughs and love.
Maybe the first time a joke fell.
Man,
that'll humble you real quick. You be like, you know what? I gotta keep working. I gotta keep working.
That was Alabama.
It was Alabama. We was in the group. We was up there as a group, but it was Cam said it, but we all felt it. I was like, ooh, yeah, that. That felt.
I was already on the edge. I'm like, I don't know about this one. I did it and woo. That hurt her ego.
That's hilarious.
Well, you gotta go, but you gotta go through it.
I thought you were talking about the music one we did, even though it wasn't a joke.
No, the music one, we all kind of knew
when we performed
the music.
Oh, well, that one I was very against. Yeah, I knew that was a joke. I like,
the
people
joke,
don't respond to songs
the
they don't know.
The joke one, you don't know. You don't know.
The joke one is that's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up.
But you have to go through that.
Yeah, you do.
Schoolboy Q. Hey, DT, my question for you guys is, if you were in a street race in L.A. with your other DT guys, which car would you pick, and do you think you would win? P.S. Cam, I don't know what these Cowboys doing, but I hope they turn around so our fans going to start getting reckless. Much love and have a good day.
I'm not a big sports car fan like that, so I don't really know what I would pick.
Yeah, I'm not a big street racer.
I ride a bicycle.
96 Honda?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That just, but I guess I would get something like a Porsche or something. Something that go to 0 to 60 fast, something.
Honestly,
but
these Teslas probably do it fast
but
as fuck.
I can't drive stick. And usually, you know, those cars, you need to know how to drive stick. I'm going to learn, though.
Yeah.
Why?
Just to have it. You never know.
You know how to drive
it? Need to know
I mean, kind of, but
I don't think you need to know.
Ain't nobody, ain't nobody driving.
Yeah.
They don't even make those no more.
They're about to switch everything to electric.
Yes, they do.
So.
Nobody buys them.
Yes, they do.
People buy them.
When's the last time somebody bought a stick?
What you mean?
Shift car.
Probably yesterday. Probably today.
You don't know because nobody drives them.
Yes, they do.
Have you gotten in an Uber with a stick shift car?
No.
Exactly.
That's an Uber.
Exactly.
That's a good one. I haven't been in a Uber.
I just don't see him. I feel like he's right. Like, I mean, people still have them, obviously, but it's not like a big thing.
Nobody's going out and buying a brand new.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. I don't think I
like automatic. Like, yeah, that's a lot of
work.
Especially in, like, certain places. I don't think in L.A. you should have a stick because you're going to be in traffic. So you ain't going to really get to use it like you would want to somewhere else.
So the first person that I knew back in, like, middle school, I think one of my uncles had one. He said he liked it because it's something to do while you're in the car.
True.
Now, this was pre-cell phone.
Pre-cell phone.
Think about it. This is pre, you able to pick up your phone. All you could do is like, man, at least I can have fun doing something. Like, it's like
cool.
A game or something.
I know Lolly always had a stick.
Yeah.
I
don't care always, for it.
It's not for me.
I don't care.
But I want to learn how
too
to
much
do
work,
it,
though.
Yeah. I do want to learn. And maybe once you learn, then you be like, well, you know.
We moving into electric cars now where you don't even have to drive.
You just say, right? You say go.
Yeah, you just say go, and it takes you everywhere. So why take steps backwards?
But for his cowboy remark, we just fired our kicker, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah, this morning?
This morning. As soon as we walked in here, I got the alert. So
what's so funny, the NFC East is so bad right now that the Cowboys can win the division with maybe even 6 games.
You can win.
Because
we got to beat the Eagles.
Oh, that ain't going to happen.
Right. Okay.
If the Eagles lose out,
right?
That means we beat them.
Oh, yeah, because we still have them. Yeah,
we got to play. So if we beat them, then we probably got it.
7 games?
We finally used Drew Lock, and he's been having us on a 2-game winning streak.
But here's the thing.
Drew Lock was going to be like I thought he was gonna be good, but I didn't expect him to go off like that.
He been going on past 2 games. I was like, all right.
Like he looked interesting from college, but I was like, I don't know about
Here's
him.
The thing. Like, we are the weakest division in NFL, probably. It's probably we trash division. But once you get in the playoffs,
that's a whole new year.
Nothing matters no more. It's 0-0. So we could go like when the Giants won the Super Bowl, they were 7-9.
Yeah.
And then they got a high.
What's scary is as much as I want to predict the Ravens in the Super Bowl. You just, when you, like you said, play, I just don't know. I want to predict them in the Super Bowl. I can see Ravens in the Super Bowl, and I low-key can see them playing San Fran, but I just don't know.
Crazy things happen. Baltimore, like, the teams that's supposed to win don't usually always win.
That's true.
So,
how the Panthers doing?
Except for the Patriots. Yeah, the Patriots.
Yeah,
Well, they've been looking this beatable as ever the past 20 years for the first time, but they still going to be there, so you can't count out the experience. Yeah. Angela Brooks, hey, guys, greetings from Maidstown. No question today, but I just want to give a shout-out to Cam for teaching me what double entendre means. I've now incorporated it into my vocabulary. Good looking out, Cam. You are here educating folks.
Is it tundra?
Can I get an espresso with a double entendre?
Jesse Jack, DT fam, how are you? Rome, my life just set up like this, but I was working out one day and this guy kept looking at me. As soon as I was done, he followed me upstairs towards the lockers. I was getting water from the fountain. As soon as I turned around, he was looking at me and said, oh, so you don't remember me? As soon as he spoke, I remembered him. We hooked up once and it wasn't that memorable, but what I remember most was his voice. He built like Booker T, had a soft lips like Mike Tyson, but a little nasally like Michelle.
Oh my,
that's very
good. How y'all eat your flat wings?
What?
How you go from that?
You were full. All
right. So she was just telling us that.
Okay,
I guess.
That's funny, though.
How y'all eat your flat wings? Me, I'm a separator. I feel like I'm wasting meat if I don't separate.
Separator.
I feel like I'm wasting meat if I don't separate my bones. There is cloud in heaven for folks who can clean the bone without separation. Yeah, I clean the bone when I was eating wings.
It depends on how high I am.
I will break a wing, but then I'll eat everything. I will eat the end on there too. Get that little cartilage.
You break it or you go.
If I'm really high, I just stick it. Okay.
What's the not the drumstick, but the other one? Is that the wing? I guess.
No, the drumstick and wing.
Legs.
This is leg.
legs and
drumstick
wings.
Drumstick and leg. Okay, no, so the drumstick.
No, drumstick. Drumstick is the leg and then the wing.
Legs and wings.
No, and so when you have wings, considered? There are two parts. There's one that's with the handle.
That's the drumstick. That's
okay,
drumstick.
What's the other one called?
The wing.
The wing.
The flats.
Okay, so flats, wings. Yeah. Okay, all right. So the flats, right.
Yeah.
I have a technique where you twist out both the bones out of the meat and you just eat that bitch whole.
Yeah, and dip it. You dip it
in some ranch.
Yeah. What I enjoyed was breaking it, like splitting it down the middle. It's still on the bone, then eating it, and then biting off.
Split it down the middle?
Yeah, I'll just
split it.
Split it in half? The top of it, just rip it. Like a wish.
Easiest thing.
What?
You take the wing or the flat, and you start twisting with your fingers a little bit, and they slide out.
Wait,
but
see,
you'll
I don't
just
want
have
that.
Nothing but chunks.
Yo, but look, you might as well get wingless bone.
No. I mean, wingless ain't real. That's it's not the same thing.
That's what you're doing,
like,
though.
No,
chicken nuggets.
Yeah, those
I
are just like
it,
chicken,
I enjoy
chicken nuggets.
The bone.
Taste different from what's wings. On the bone.
Yeah,
what wings
gotta,
on the bone.
You got to take that thing. You got to.
Yeah, I
do
like
a little. Take the
bone
out, slide right out.
Oh, okay. So you do what he do
when I'm not high. And then do the other one. Yeah.
Right.
Dip it in.
That's the best way. It's like,
but it's been years since I ate a wing.
Yeah, it's been
so
a long time.
You should eat one.
You know who got good wings?
Damn. All
right. Nah. We got four more.
Okay.
And Nodley, what's up, DT? Quick question. What happens when the comments become 100 or 200 comments? How long are you still going to read everyone? At that moment, we're just going to have to pick the best. We'll read and have to pick some of the best. We can't. Won't be that's a whole podcast. Because
what we're trying to do is like we're trying to cut our time down just so we can be more efficient. So we try to get through these as best as possible.
I had go ahead.
Young Baby Blanket. Yo, DT is Young Baby Blanket, a.k.a. Shia Obese. Quick question. Since I'm living with each other, what's the most awkward moments or situation you walked on as a roommate?
I'll tell
Mike
you.
Mike walking on me naked.
He told us.
Yeah, Mike walking.
He walked in on you?
Yeah, butt ass.
And Mike said he just seen dad bod it.
He ain't seen my dick, though.
Yeah, it's from the back.
He might have seen my dick. I just remember coming out, and then I look his direction. He acting like he opened up Kevin's. I'm like, Mike, look at my eyes, nigga. You see?
Try to act like you see you.
I ain't seen that.
Crush Paradise. Been watching y'all since first fucking with Chaz. Cam hitting Chaz and locking him in the trunk still has me dying. My question is, how much would you need to make to have fuck you money? Enough money to say whatever you want about anything and not worry about backlash.
Jeff Bezos.
You have weight. You have that weight before that.
I say it now.
Yeah, man.
I just
fuck your money.
You got to reach your, especially when you want to be a comedian. When you want to be a person who speaks, you just got to say your
every
shit.
Decade you get
whatever
older,
comes with it.
Your fucking meter goes down, like
up.
So 40, like
less of a fuck. Less of a fuck. I can't wait to get old. I cannot wait to get
they can
old.
Get away
as fuck.
With more stuff.
I just don't give a fuck. My man, whatchamacallit, came out and said, "What's his name? Lando, Billy D. Williams." Yeah. And I said, what the hell is gender fluid? He don't give a fuck about it. He don't
you
know.
Don't live
it's
life.
Okay.
You
yeah, don't. Like everybody wants you to know about everything. Everybody feels what's so special and precious to them or whatever their agenda is or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if they're a social justice type person, they want to force that shit on you so strong now. And it just feels good
you don't
to
have
be
to
like,
know everything.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to be my best me. Just
I think what it
on.
Is, once you that old, you don't care about cancel culture because God about to cancel you
exactly.
soon. Exactly. So you like whatever.
The ultimate. I'm about to play that in the game.
So Miss last question, Miss Leo. Hi y'all. I started to post a question, but with 32 already lined up, seemed like a lot. So three things. One, if y'all haven't seen Baby Yoda, try listening to Lil Jon. Check it out. The hood is with him.
Wait,
listen to Baby Yoda. Wait,
look. Is Baby Yoda?
If you haven't seen Baby Yoda trying. Oh, if you haven't seen Baby Yoda trying to listen to Lil Jon, that's a meme.
Okay, gotcha.
Two, I had to rejoin Patreon a while back after updating payment info. I think the welcome message suggestions are a nice personal touch for your new patrons. Kudos. Three, it seems like the question segment is starting to monopolize the podcast time. I do enjoy hearing them, but would y'all like to hear you guys transition back to more time devoted to
I'm glad y'all bring
topics.
That up.
That's good.
Perhaps first 10 questions get the spot on the podcast. Anyway, you guys keep me laughing. Have a blessed week.
Yeah, we were just talking about it this morning. We're trying to, because we want to accommodate everybody, but it's
long. Good. And we got keep a lot of short, topics we want to hit.
Yeah, we got a lot of topics.
What if we did a separate video?
But even
it's still
a lot. This is much because we don't have our topics and then we'll have questions. It's
no,
like,
I'm saying if you calculate it, like I know there's a couple YouTubers that do this that, you know, they'll have their live thing and they'll only set it for an hour, half hour.
Yeah.
And whatever questions you can get through then, you get through it then. And then the next week you could add more.
To be honest, we might have to read through some of the questions and see what we feel like we can go off of, or like the best ones we can. We might have to try to do with that, or like I say, limit it to 10 or 15 maybe. Because
what y'all think, fans? If y'all got some answers, maybe you know, we just want to do it the way y'all want.
Yeah, we're trying to accommodate y'all in the best way. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Thank you, KT, for coming through. Y'all make sure y'all follow him at GotKT. That's GOTKT. He don't really be posting nothing on there, but yeah, go.
I post on my stories.
Yeah, go follow him. He lives a wild life that we don't know nothing about.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we kind of know, but
we know wild. About, but we don't know about
yeah,
it.
Right.
Thank you guys very much, and we'll see you next week. Peace.